A Christian bookstore owner is rearrested in China. Waterborne diseases prove to be deadly against world history, and a ministry celebrates three decades of work in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Compass Direct News and Voice of the Martyrs are reporting a Christian bookstore owner in Beijing has been rearrested. VOM's Todd Nettleton says 37-year-old Shi Wei Han was released from jail because of insufficient evidence in January. Now he's been rearrested. His bookstore was legal, but Nettleton says
there is word that he was also printing Christian literature for the house churches because the government presses do not print enough Bibles. The house churches in China are forced to do anything they can to get additional Bibles. That may be what the charges are this time.
Many Christian groups suggest believers need to follow the laws in China. Nettleton counters.
Do we follow the rules of China or do we follow the rules of God, which says get his word into the hands of as many people as possible? Obviously, the Christians are going to err on the side of following the call that God has placed on them.
VOM's asking you to contact the Chinese embassy. Go to our website for information. Next, recent research from the Barna Institute indicates that young adults are likely to embrace a designer faith with rootless values. That's brought a great challenge to the church, along with a desire for revival.
If the church will rise up and be the light, people will flock to the light.
Evangelist Sammy Tippett joined nearly 400 pastors and Christian leaders at the Billy Graham's Training Center for a Heart Cry for Revival conference. Together they receive refreshment from the Bible in order to be ready to lead.
We just really believe that church growth, revival, reaching people for Christ needs to have its roots in a biblical approach and not an experiential approach.
As the team works to spread revival, church growth will follow. There are plans in the works to cultivate more.
We're looking at starting Heart Cry for Revival conferences in South Africa and also in Canada, and we're putting together a system whereby this can become a movement.
You're listening to Mission Network News. For the first time, an entire nation's taking part in 40 Days of Purpose. Tens of thousands of people in Rwanda, including the president and other top leaders, are participating in the Purpose Driven Ministries program that focuses on evangelism and discipleship. The 40 days is tied to Rick Warren's global peace plan that helps combine efforts from three fronts, public, private, and faith, to better a nation. The program kicked off with a celebration where Rwanda's president praised the peace plan. Meanwhile, for a billion people worldwide, a 10-mile walk to get the only drinking water available may lead to death or sickness. Diarrhea from dirty water kills more children than HIV/AIDS, or more than Hitler did in the 12 years of World War II. Living Water International is powering a new website that aims to get everyone informed and involved. $1water.com does the math and science to show how and why just a dollar a day can save millions of people. And 32 years ago, AMG began work in Guatemala in response to a devastating earthquake. Over the years, the ministry's reached more than 7,000 children with the love of Christ. In this anniversary year, AMG International's Roger Thomas says the children are their vision, but evangelism is their focus.
We have established Christian homes, Christian communities, and evangelical churches just by that word that's given to that one child. And he takes it to his siblings and his parents, and it grows from that point.
They do this through child sponsorships and other programs. However, there's a new challenge ahead threatening growth.
We're faced with increasing gasoline and diesel fuel prices. In fact, not only us, but everything we buy. The value of the U.S. dollar is in a crunch, and the price of rice in particular is skyrocketing. In many places, it's doubled. So the money we can send to Guatemala to support the children is buying less food.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive MNN Daily at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.